I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. This is Lisa DeLay, and you are listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. This is Soul School, Lesson 94. I'm so glad to be back with you. I have finished my trip to California and to the gathering hosted by On Being at 1440 Multiversity, and I'm very excited to share with you a lot of the things that I've learned. If you've been following along on Facebook or Twitter or as a Patreon patron at patreon.com/sparkmymuse, you've probably already seen some videos and some pictures and some reflections. But if you haven't, I urge you to go there if you'd like to see some of the behind the scenes and some of the reflections that I've already been noting on there. And I collected so many things along the way, so many really interesting insights. It's hard to even gather them into a few reflections, but I will be doing that over the next few weeks. And today is also one of those reflections, and it includes what happened on the first night I was in California. This episode is called The Story of the Hospitable Stranger. So when we say, that is so strange, we're usually saying it with a little bit of worry or a little bit of suspicion in our voice, or strangeness is not always considered a good thing. Strangers can be strange, but strange can be good, and strangers can become close friends, and friends can be strange, and that's what we can like about them sometimes. Anybody who knows me fairly well will tell you that I'm strange, and I'm happy that they'll tell you that. And I usually like the strangeness of people, things that make people unique and different and interesting, and not just cookie cutter or something expected. And so when I was out on the West Coast about a week ago, my first night was spent in San Francisco. I was planning to do some kind of lodging with Airbnb and stay in someone's home. The place I was most likely going to stay was on a quiet street in a Victorian-style home. And the guy was a lawyer, and he said he was hardly ever home, and you'd have to let yourself in and let yourself out. And at first, that sounded not bad. And then I thought, that might be kind of a cop-out. I might not really be getting the experience I want. And I decided to go in the complete opposite direction. The Pacific Tradewinds Hostel near Chinatown. It's on 680 Sacramento Street, right in the heart of San Francisco, near Chinatown and near the financial district of the city. And I want to tell you a little bit about it because it was really a unique experience. And I want to open up that world to you. If you've never stayed in a hostel, it's a really interesting experience. And you don't have to just be in your teens or 20s to enjoy it, because I certainly was old enough to probably be the parent of some of these travelers. The word hostel is based on the word host, and host really refers to stranger, someone you haven't met, refers to people who take in travelers. A host can be a friend or foe, because you don't know if a stranger at first, if you don't know if a stranger is a friend or foe. From the word host, we get the word hotel, but we also get the word hospitable and hospital. And in the best of circumstances, of course, a stranger can be a host that is hospitable. And really, that's what I found at Pacific Tradewinds Hostel. It was just full of life and friendliness, and I had a great time. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about that first, and then talk about what it means to be a stranger, even to ourselves, and the uniqueness that strangers possess in our lives and can reflect back to us, which is something I learned from David White, a poet, at this event where I went. So when I decided to jump into the fray, I decided that I would bunk up with other travelers. And in this case, the room was a quiet room, so-called quiet. It wasn't like a party room or anything. And there were four bunk beds and eight of us in a room sleeping. And everybody was very considerate and quiet for there being eight of us, and we were fairly close together, packed in there. But everybody was coming from a different place, and the fact that we were all travelers made us open to each other and friendly and willing to make friends and see where the other one was coming from. And that made it a hospitable environment, because people were open to conversations and open to new experiences. So in a hostel, it's often a dorm-style lodging with beds or bunks and a shared room for sleeping, and usually common bathroom areas with showers and toilets and sinks. There's some privacy there where you can close doors, but everybody is sharing a lot of the same space. And some people might think, oh my gosh, no, I want a hotel where I can shut myself away. But the fact of the matter is hotels are very sort of sterile, boring environments where every hotel in every area is basically the same as the next one. You can't even tell them apart. If you're used to staying in hotel after hotel after hotel, they're pretty boring, and most people just sit, watch TV, order room service, just stay stuck in their rooms, and they're kind of lonely. This is the opposite experience. So in this experience, people are looking forward to connecting. They're looking forward to sharing stories and finding out about other people. And it's a time when you can actually feel connected to people. Even though you've come from different places and places of disconnection, you can actually bond with people in a really neat way. And so what I was able to do was dine out and have a meal in Chinatown with Nabil, a staff member there, and Anastasia, who came originally from Russia but was living in Massachusetts. And it was fascinating to hear their stories. This place also allows you to get your socks washed, which is great if you're a traveler because you will have stinky socks. You can get your clothes washed. There's a common kitchen. There's a common room with games. And you can have free peanut butter and jelly and ramen noodles. And the staff is very kind and very helpful. It's also one of the cheapest places you can stay in if you're on a travel budget. Maybe only $35, $38 for a night. And the other really cool thing about this particular hostel is that they have activities about twice a day that can involve you and other people. Maybe it's a tour of a place nearby, maybe it's a walking tour or an event. In this case, the evening was spent tasting wine and cheese and chocolate. It was only $5, and you could have a few glasses of wine and enjoy the company of other people talking and laughing and having fun. There were people there from France, Palestine, India, Russia, China, and it was the kind of atmosphere I really enjoyed. One of the tips if you go to Pacific Tradewinds is bring your own lock for your bunk locker. They also have locks that you can buy, but that would be one recommendation. So if you're in San Francisco, I highly recommend Pacific Tradewinds on Sacramento Street. I think you'll really enjoy it. Generally speaking, when you go to someplace new, try to not make things too easy for yourself. It's something we wind up doing. We think, let's make travel real simple and real easy, but that's not what makes the memories. Hiding from people with hackneyed lodging choices like a boring cookie-cutter hotel room, it looks and feels like every other place. And you might know exactly what to expect, and it might make your trip simpler in some ways, but it'll also be lifeless and forgettable as a travel experience. Instead, why not make a point to have a richer experience and be curious about your environment and other people? At least for just a day or two, you could do this. If you get a bad night's sleep for a day or two, it's not a big deal in the big scheme of things. And the energy of this choice is so invigorating. Long after the trip is done, you'll find new connections that are really endearing, and you'll make connections that you never expected you would make with people that are much different than you, but in a way, more the same than you ever thought. So this strange and good wonder of journey that you experience is when a stranger can turn into a kind of companion, or of a journey that goes somewhat in a different direction, in maybe some ways that are irritating, but sometimes they're full of graces that way that you would have never expected, like the kindness of a stranger. It only happens when you give that space to happen and let some of those mishaps and strangenesses come into your world and let those happenings awaken something new. In fact, and the point of this soul school is that the stranger is usually yourself. You're in fact a stranger to yourself because you want things to be predictable. You become a stranger even to yourself. So when I was at this event called The Gathering, I heard poet David White speak in person. And he talked a lot about the stranger. And he said to welcome yourself hospitably. You're not fully accustomed to yourself or the future self that you will be. In others, in strangers, you might see the frightening parts of yourself that you have not come to meet yet. When you welcome the stranger, you are welcoming yourself. You're welcoming the stranger that you haven't seen yet. And you will first see this stranger in someone else, and it may be frightening at first. David White says, witness is the greatest gift of friendship. It's not even assistance or fixing something. It's witness. It's someone else being there and saying, I see you and I'm with you. I'm present here. I'm nearby. And that is strange, but it's beautifully strange. Sometimes we're a stranger to ourselves and we only need to bear witness to our own lives. We come into contact and recognition with ourselves so that we are no longer such a stranger to ourselves and we can bear witness to our own lives. But in those times when we come in contact with someone who we don't know, a stranger, we can start to bear witness to their lives too in friendship. And just being there to hear someone, listen to their story, make some eye contact, you find companionship where you might not expect it. And so my challenge today in Soul School, as I often give challenges, is see if you can make a stranger into a friend. And see if you can make some of the stranger that is yourself, that you are disconnected with or disassociated from, less of a stranger to yourself. And you will often find this in the exterior world, not inside yourself, but you will find a mirror to the stranger of yourself within somebody else as you witness them. I wonder if there's a way you can look for this in the week to come. I wonder if you can find the stranger of yourself in a stranger of someone else. There will be more podcast episodes relating some of my experiences and some of the insights I get, and even some guests coming along in future shows that are people that I have met at this event. And I'm so excited to share these people and these stories with you. It's going to be fantastic. Come by patreon.com/sparkmymuse for a lot of insider stuff. There's insider stories that I'm not sharing with the public, and there are a lot of extra photos and links and goodies there for you waiting. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, please contact me at contact@sparkmymuse.com. I'll try to answer your questions in future episodes or get in touch with you. And if you want to follow along on Twitter, where there's a lot of frequent announcements, you can follow @SparkMyMuse on Twitter, or my personal Twitter account is @LisaDelay, LisaDelay. Have a wonderful week.